something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday, June 3rd. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Some concerning news for those with immunocompromised systems has emerged. A recent study has found that vaccines are proving less effective than for people with normal immune systems. 46% of transplant patients had no antibodies after two vaccine shots, and the other 54% who did develop antibodies were at lower levels. Joe Barrett, senior Midwest correspondent at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for why immunocompromised people might be looking at booster shots to help. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
Good to be here.
I want to talk about the COVID-19 vaccine and people that have an immunocompromised system. So this would be people that are transplant patients, some people with certain cancers, things like that. You know, they take these drugs to suppress their immune system. A new study found out that these people are not getting the normal amount of antibodies in their system after receiving their two doses, you know, if they were getting Moderna or Pfizer vaccines. So in some cases now they're exploring a booster shot for them. Some are trying to get monoclonal antibodies treatments to boost their systems in protection against COVID-19. So, Joe, what are we seeing in these studies? What are they showing about these people?
Well, people with compromised immune systems always have a little bit less of an uptake of vaccines, from what I understand. But it was really stark with the COVID vaccines. The study that came out in April showed that only about 46% of people who had gotten two shots had actually gotten any antibodies. And the people who actually did get antibodies got less than a person with a normal immune system. So there were people out there who had gotten two shots and basically thought they were covered, you know, like everybody else. But it turns out many of them aren't. And you needed to do additional testing to figure out how much immunity you have and, you know, whether you got any at all.
There's about 10 million people in the U.S. that take immunosuppressants for various conditions. So that's a lot of people that might know somebody in their lives that have an immunocompromised system. The CDC has basically said that they should operate as if they weren't even vaccinated. That's how much they don't really know about this. And that's the big question is what to do. You know, they're trying to explore options right now for how to proceed, how to get them those antibodies.
Right. Yeah. Some people, you know, consulting with their doctors are going out and getting another booster shot. But the CDC says that really needs more study. I mean, they just don't want to send people off when they're not 100% sure what the reaction is going to be. Apparently, there's sort of a, you know, theoretical risk that it could cause organ rejection. I mean, I think that, you know, theoretical means relatively remote, but they want to do these studies just to make sure that it's safe for people and that it's effective. Is it worth it for them to actually get this extra shot or not?
Right. And obviously, the way everything works out, that organ is more important than the vaccine would be. You know, you need to take care of that to help complete the body system more than you would need these vaccines. So that's kind of the tough spot to be in. You did speak to a few people who are in this situation. And, you know, one of them specifically, he was a man who went out and got another shot, and his antibody levels did shoot up.
Yeah, apparently, you know, anecdotally, this is working for some people, but, you know, they really haven't tested it enough to be sure that it's going to kind of work for everybody. But, you know, they have even talked about, well, if the third one doesn't work, you could even possibly get a fourth one if it's proving that this is safe. There's also a possible benefit from going, say you had Pfizer or Moderna, you know, going what they call cross-platform and having your next shot be a Johnson & Johnson. Like, that might spur a reaction that's different than what the other one did. And so, you know, there's a lot of options out there, but you know, sort of the CDC in its guidance is being, you know, very cautious.
And the thought obviously is that it is that cocktail of drugs that is doing something to the vaccine that's causing the antibodies not to form.
Yeah. People on, you know, who have had transplants, that's about 500,000 of the 10 million who take immunosuppressants, they take like more than one. And I guess some of the immunosuppressants are stronger or make the vaccine even less effective than other ones. Like, so there are some people with lupus who might be taking one of the drugs that the transplant patients take, and their chance of getting antibodies is just as low or even lower than people with the transplants. Anyways, it's kind of a complicated picture, yeah. But the transplant people take often more than one, and so they're sort of the biggest group that's sort of at risk for this all in one lump.
So has there been a recommendation for people who take immunosuppressants to go and get tested for antibodies to see what their levels are like right now?
Well, I don't think the testing is very widely available at the moment, but they do, you know, they do recommend that people talk to their doctors, and their doctors are certainly going to tell them to, you know, wear extra PPE. Don't act like you can take that mask off yet, because you might not be protected. So it's not widely recommended yet that everybody gets tested, but it kind of seems like that's the path where we're heading.
And the concern is there, as I mentioned, you spoke to a lot of people. You spoke to a woman, I think she was 71 years old. She owns a bar. She has like a plastic shower curtain, you know, dividing her from the bar and the patrons. And she deals with a lot of people. She's immunocompromised. I think she got tested. She has no antibodies. So, yeah, she has to kind of operate as she's still in the thick of the pandemic.
Yeah, no, I mean, she was really hoping, you know, she could take that thing down. She's got another section of her bar that, you know, she can't open just, you know, for other reasons. But, you know, she was hoping to be back, you know, more or less leading a normal life like so many other people, making travel plans for the summer. But yeah, all that stuff is on hold now, because when she heard about this news, it was like she thought she was protected, and it turned out, no, she really wasn't.
Yeah, I guess the next step is doctors are waiting for approvals right now to launch a study of all of this to see if a booster shot would help. So obviously they're looking into it, but these are all the next steps to explore right now. Joe Barrett, senior Midwest correspondent at the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem. Take care.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.